various chumashim of chumisha chumshei Torah all have names. The name of Sefer Bamidbar is Chumash HaPkudim, Chumash of number of counted. See from there, Lechaira, if we tend to, even when we're Mavar Sedra, we look at the Pkudim, okay, yeah, the numbers of Bnei Israel, you know, this is great, you know, there's very little Rashi over here, you can go, you can move, you can finish the Parsha faster, you know, yes. Lamaisa, if it would just be just giving you facts to accumulate, I don't think the Sefer would, the title of the Sefer would be Chumash HaPkudim, right? The fact that it's called, I don't mean Rayas, if it's in the Torah it's Hashem, but if specifically, if it's called Chumash HaPkudim, that means there's a certain element in Pkudim which is a Yesod to the extent that that defines Sefer Bamidbar. I'd like to go into that a bit, and you see it minayu bay in a way that really like is Omer Darsheni. The parsha starts with the Pkudim of every Shevet, and then it starts with the Degel Machna Yehud, the Degel Machna this, Degel Machna that, and there's three Shvatim in each, and then the Torah tells you the minion of each particular Shevet, how much each particular Shevet was. I mean, hello, go back a few pages and see what the minion of every Shevet is. Just tell me. Degel Machna Yehuda is comprised of X, Y, Z. The next is comprised of X, you know, each one. Why don't tell the numbers? And if that's not enough, when you get to the end, the Torah has to tell us the Sacha Kol of everything else. Now the Torah isn't there, doesn't put something in the Torah merely to prevent you to having use your hands, toes, or a calculator to calculate how much it is, right? So if you have all the facts and you have all the numbers of what each Shevet was, there must be some chshivas, there must be some point, a necessity, a message the Torah is trying to teach us when it gives us the Torah. Now there's another ha'ara here, which is an interesting ha'ara. At the end, we'll see that al-derech ha'pshat, there's a different teretz to it, but the yesod is a yesod emes. Yankov Kamenetsky is a chayil lebracha, and emes liyankov is ma'ayir ha'shayla. It appears, if the Eibishter said the way they should travel is that Degel Machni, the Levim should be here, Degel Machni Yehuda should be here, this Degel there, in each specific direction, that means that's the desired, that's the optimal way for the Masos of Klal Yisrael, right? So why do you have to wait until the second year in the Midbar to do it? If it's such a great idea, if it's so important, Ala Makom, as soon as they left Mitzrayim, okay guys, line up, you guys here, you guys here, you guys over there. Why do they wait? Why do they wait? That's the way he posed the shaila. I would ask it even sharper. There's a medrash rabba in parashas of Beis, or Ches, says like this: Yeshua she'omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. The time when the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Asei oisom the golem, make them the golem." Hiskel Moshe meitzer. Moshe got all nervous. Moshe got very like ivei. What was the problem? Omar, Achshav, Asidu HaMachloikis Linosin Ben HaShvatim. This is going to cause a machloikis between the Shvatim. Yim Ani Omer L'Shivta Shel Yehuda Sheyishra B'Mizruch V'Hu Omer Yev Sheyel L'Bedarim. Right? V'Chein Kol Shevet V'Shevet. Right? Everybody's going to say, this is no good, this is no good, this is no good. The only thing that Mipsari Echzer that I can say that I understand the thing is like Chavrusas. You come to one guy, you want, yeah, it's good for you to learn with this guy. No, I want to learn with this guy. This wants to learn with that one, and this wants to learn with that one. Multiply that 600 shishiriba over, right? And you'll have this one wants to be here, this one wants to be here, and this one wants to be here. So Moshe Rabbeinu started to backlog. Like, what am I going to do? Well, what am I? So Moshe Rabbeinu made it. What did the Eibishter tell him? What do you care? They don't need you to tell them where to go. They know exactly where they're supposed to be. Why? They know from the time of Yaakov Avim. They have the system. When they took Yaakov for the Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, this is how they went. This is what was Mekubal B'Yodam. This Shevet here, this Machna here, these three Shvatim, in the same exact formation which is being taught, with them being told knowledge to travel. lishvois bitgalim kvar yesh lem tchosim yakov aviem kvar shatonu oisei vehikifu es mitosoi kach yakifu es amishkan. So what do we see? They already knew this formation, they already knew that this is the right formation to travel from Yaakov Avinu already from before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if they knew it from before Yetzias Mitzrayim, the kasha is that much greater if you know that that's the way you're supposed to travel and that's the formation of Klal Yisrael to travel. So why did they have to wait till the Shana Hashenis? Why did they have to wait till the Shana Hashenis? Secondly, we'll have to get back to this Tzushta on the Medrash. It's interesting. The Medrash is saying, just like they were makif es mitosoi, kach yakifu es amishna. That's the way to do it. That means there's some similarity at Tzushtel between being traveling, being makif mitosoi of Yaakov Avinu, and being makif the mishkan. That's also something that along the way we have to be mazmir. So first we'll say what back to Kamenetsky says as a beautiful verb. He says a beautiful verb. So that we know that the degel of each shevet had its degel. Each shevet has, and it's an interesting way that it's called the degel. You know, it's not when he made for Klal Yisrael should be also lohem the golem, right? It says also oisav the golem. Also oisav the golem. What does it mean? How do we understand that? Oisav the golem. So Pshat is partial. What's a degel? A degel, right? A degel is, it identifies to whom do you belong? Who are you? Right? Right? No self-respecting American boy is going to walk around with a British flag. Right? Just the same as no self-respecting British person is going to walk around with a flag from the colonies. Everybody's going to, who's going to walk around with an Israeli flag? Well, look around. There's a lot of people that seem to do that for some reason. But anyway, so that's a flag, right? It identifies who you are. Klal Yisrael, it's not the flag that identifies. Every person has in their nefesh their own tchunas hanefesh. Every person on an individual level, on every, as you go up on a collective level, a beis av, a mishpocha, a shevet, a machane, and then all of Klal Yisrael. Everybody has their particular, there's the particular levels of a tchunas hanefesh. Each one is supposed to take those tchunas hanefesh and be dedicated to dedicate that tchunas hanefesh to be an Eved Hashem and to be mechuber to the Rebbe Nishna, misdabek in the Rebbe Nishna Leila. It's not the flag who identifies who we either is. It's the person himself who identifies by your hanhaga, by your midas, by what you do, by your mitzvahs, by your limud Torah, by your tefillah. That's how you act. Also, isom tgol, you are the degel. But I'll go upon him. What's the idea of Shvatim? Each shevet has its own particular tchunas. Right? That's on one level. There are certainly more general tchunas that each machna has. That this machna is a machna, which the degel of the machna is this. That's their tchunas. And every side is a different thing. Every shevet, every machna has its own separate tchunas. Zokhtyob Yankiv. So what does that mean? What could theoretically happen? Everybody's going to come, and this is also something that this is the way you have to be. Shevet Pliny's going to come. This is the way you have to be. Oved the Rabbeinu Shalala. This is the Derech Avoda, and Lafi their tunas and nefesh. That's what they understand. They don't accept the other one, right? It's not going with that. What you're going to have is basically, if you let it go like that, Stamazay, you're going to have 12, it'll take no time until you have 12 different religions. Because everybody has their tchunas hanefesh, everybody has their ha'malach and avayda. This is the way you have to do it. You're doing something else, that's a different thing. That's not zalozeh, that's not the way it has to be. What does it take? So what does that mean? So the difference between them, right, is will cause a period and each one will go in his own way. Right? What do you need? You need a kayach ha'ma'achet. You need something in the middle or to which they all look, to which they're all attached, on which they're all the focus is on. If you have the Mishkan in the middle. You have the Torah, the Luchos in the middle. You have the Dvar Hashem in the middle. And everybody is Mizbatel to the Dvar Hashem. So then, rather than having 12 different people doing 12 different religions, you have 12 different people being Mizbatel to the Ribbono Shel Olam, each one in their own individual way, which is the beauty of Klal Yisrael. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is not that everybody is the same. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is it's not a cult. It's not where check your brain in at the door. And it's not a cult. Everybody has their own tumas hanefesh. Everybody has their own kishroiness. Everybody has their own nisyainess. Everybody has everything. But as long as everybody's focused on Torah, as long as the primary thing is Torah, the central thing of their life is Torah, you're nisbatel to Torah, so everyone is trying to do the same thing. Everyone will accomplish it in their way, with their purpose. But the purpose, the goal, where you're connected to is that. The mashal I understood when the first time I saw it was, if you're on a bike, right, the tire of a bike, you have the spokes, I don't know if they still have those spokes, and then there's the piece of metal in the middle, right, that they all attach. Try to take the piece of metal out and ride the bike. It'll fall apart, right, because there's nothing holding it together. Right? What holds everything together, what makes, I don't know, once if you just wanted to use fancy English words, the ideal of Klal Yisrael is a homogeneous group of heterogeneous people. That means it's a group that they're all defined by the commonality of, they're all the same in their dedication to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? But they're all different in how they achieve it. That's the idea of Klal Yisrael. When they went out of Mitzrayim, until there was a Mishkan, until there was an Aron with Luchos in the middle of everything, around which everything could be centered and focused, that would have been a detrimental, that would have been a dangerous thing for Klal Yisrael. Then everybody would have gone off in their own directions. Therefore, the only time that the Eibishter gave the Tzivui was once there was an Eil Moed. Now, let's go back with the Medrash we brought and understand that. That's also understood very well, Al Pi Zeh. Right? They were going, their whole point was, Yaakov Avinu was the embodiment of Klal Yisrael, they were the Shiftei Ka. Right? The whole thing of taking Yaakov to Kvura in Maros HaMachpelah was covered of Yaakov Avinu. So, in the middle of everything was the covenant of Yaakov Avinu. No one was thinking about themselves. No one was thinking about what do I think we should do. Everything was focused on the central thing of Yaakov Avinu. Right? To focus on the central thing and combine all different people with all different tumas hanefesh, all in that combined effort and make one klal, that's the biggest covenant for Yaakov Avinu. That's the biggest covenant for Torah. That then the Eibishter, that he made a Bria, that there's such a hishtanus and a difference in people in the Bria, and yet all of them are Oved Es Hashem, all of them are citizens of the first degree, all of them are capable of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim to the utmost level. Each one kefitunos nafshe. Each one kefitunos nafshe. That's that. Now, in Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim, I saw that the Ger Hashiva, after the Dasha, he adds a little bit, it's a very Yishmacha, and Yishmacha Havama, that by the Petiris Yaakov Avinu, it had what, Yaakov Avinu told them where they should all be. What's licht in there? What was Munach in that Yaakov Avinu told them where they all have to be? Yaakov Avinu embodied all of God, so. Ad kedekach Yaakov Avinu is we say Moshe Emes with Terosa Emes. The midah of Yaakov was also Emes. Right? The midah of Yaakov was Emes. There's a Chazal somewhere that says that it was Roy. Yaakov was Roy she tinosim Torah al yodoy. Except in order to be for nisinas Torah, there had to be a Klal Yisrael which there was none yet, so it couldn't be. But be a sod, Yaakov embodies Torah, and Yaakov embodies all of Klal Yisrael that came from Yaakov, all the midahs of Klal Yisrael. But they said in the shift they called, they separated the tunas. Yaakov had it all. Yaakov had everything, all the tunas. They separated in Munach, in the machnas that Yaakov was telling them. Yaakov was telling each one that was Yaakov's bequest to them, and Yaakov's Yerusha to them was each one's tunas and nefesh. You have your tunas and nefesh. You have your tunas and nefesh. That was in establishing the shvatim. And the shvatim in the machnas, they say these are giving each one keilu their goal, their tachlis in the world. This is your tunas and nefesh. These are the tunas and nefesh with which you will be Eved Hashem, with which you will be mekabel Torah and be mizdabek in Torah. Okay, that's that. Okay, so that's that whole. That's very Gishma. So that basically is that part. So with this, now we can also understand what we asked. Why does it have to chal? Okay, so there's a it's an entry he brings. There's a Sfasemis that says, you know, but by all, first of all, well, let's step before the Sfasemis. The minion, right? First it has a minion of each individual shaving. Then it has a minion of the of each degel. And then it has a minion of all of Chal Yisrael. So what do you need it all for? The Torah says, you need it all. The minion of each shaven says, that's one on one level, the tchunas of all the shaven, this is the tchunas hanefesh. Each yachid has it, but above that, each shaven has its tchunas hanefesh. What's the taich of a degel? The degel, how many people are there of that tchunas hanefesh? That's a different level, it's a different metzias, that degel. Then you have to tell me that number. And lest you think that that's where it stops and they're individuals and not part of a klal, right? The end is, and they're all part of a sachako. There's no chshivus of each one as a mere individual. It's only as a sachako. That's why you have the minyan. The Loshen Bayit says that it says, Sosema says, in the minyanim, it says tifkidu. Right? Tifkidu. Tifkidu is a tafkid. What's your tafkid? Tifkidu means in the minyan, what's munach in the minyan of Klal Yisrael here. What's munach in the minyan of Klal Yisrael over here is not mere counting. For counting, it wouldn't be called Chumash HaPgudim. Chumash HaPgudim means it's establishing the tafkid of every yid, of every shevet, of everything. Everybody, you have to know your tunas hanefesh, that a person has to know himself. But every person has a tafkid. Every person, you are part, you are an individual on the one hand, who's part, who has an obligation to the klal on the other hand, as a part of a klal. That's the tafkid. What itifkid do is, yeah, every person has a tafkid. What is tafkid is? That's the tafkid, the pretty unique tafkid of each shevet that Yaakov Avinu, we don't know how to taich that up exactly, but each one has its own tafkid. That's the taich over here. It's a chshivas. The chshivas that this dominion is ultimately, you are different than the other person. Right? And there's no, and it's not better, not worse. It's just different. Because everybody is the Eibishter put there. Everybody the Eibishter put there to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim. The Eibishter gave this one these kalim in these circumstances. This one these kalim in these circumstances. There's no better or worse. This is all what the Eibishter put you here for. Right? This is all what the Eibishter put you here for. So now there's a very, very interesting Akdama to the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim was written by someone around the time Talmud of Darizal. Or Talmud from that time of the Arizal. In the Hakdama to the Sefer Charedim, like I would have thought before the Sefer Charedim, when did this apply, maybe? This idea of Klal Yisrael being camping or living around the central focus of Yaakov Avinu, perhaps when they're taking him to Beri, or a Mishkan, or a Mikdash, Klal Yisrael generally around the Mikdash. But once there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, so then, not applicable. So it's a very interesting Sefer Charedim. He writes like this. He's talking about Yaakov Avinu. Boy, to Yaakov Avinu, Choshach Hashem, the Eibishter wanted, and Cheshik, to be his chabad, that Yaakov should be his karev. Vayivcher b'zaro Yaakov, and the Eibishter chose the Zera of Yaakov Avinu, Mimitzrayim ge'olam ba'oises u'boifsim g'doylim, V'korolahem v'sayam v'tova iveyem v'al yidei aployim agdoilim v'shinu sidri brachus yodu. Through all this, Klal Yisrael came to the hakara yodu be'emes ki Hashem hu elikim yoytzer brachus einoid milvadim shemayimal v'aloras mitochas. That's all from Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'heviyom l'Sinai, and he brought Klal Yisrael to Har Sinai. V'nizgalo lahem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nizgala to him in Har Sinai, Ba'ur Shechinosai, V'dibar Aleim Panim, B'Panim, and Osalim Teres Emes. V'nimtza biyodom, and now with Torah they have pidyon nafshom v'gufom. Shehivdilom, that's what redeems them, what gives them their existence, their guarantee of existence. Pidyon nafshom v'geulom. What is it? Shehivdilom mikol goyei ha'arotzis ha'kadmoinim asher b'chasheicho hisalchu roiv de'alilim ilumim hevel heima ma'isei tatuim. And now back to Klal Yisrael. V'hoya ha'elech lifneim yoyim v'yamud anon. All the clear of Klal Yisrael, the Yamud anon and the Yamud ha'esh. V'leichoser dover kol ha'arboim shon. They didn't lack a thing the whole 40 years. And what happened? Bonim gidol v'rimeim, roimeim v'heim poshu. Kama yamru v'midbar. How much did Klal Yisrael rebel in the midbar? Yatzivu, they saddened the Rebbein Nishaloy and Yeshima in Eretz Yisrael. Yasu Egil b'Chayrev, Vishtachvu l'Maseicha. Vayomer b'Piv, and the Eibishter decided. He said, Lashmida b'Piv, Lashmida. It's an interesting thing. What this means? Loy mi liboy, gam b'Piv, just b'Piv. And he not believed. The Eibishter just said he was going to destroy him. It wasn't that the ultimate rotten was that. And he even was meramas that to Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he say? Gam b'piv ramas leMoshe avdoi leischanin lo yaleya. Right? He was meramas to Moshe Rabbeinu to be mispalo before Vayachal Moshe in Parshas Kisisa. So what does that mean? The Eibishter didn't want Be'etzem to destroy them. The Eibishter wanted to prompt, to say that he did, to prompt tshuva, to prompt Moshe Rabbeinu to be mispalo for them. And Vayachal Moshe Ponov. Okay, a history lesson, right? And as a raya that he was meichel mechil gemura va'avosay hagdolim loizosam kaima, as a raya of the tremendous ahava of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, asa'am digolim ish al digloi ba'arba ruchais u'shchinosay b'neiem mishkan molei ma'or noiga dukmas. Machne, just like a machne of Malach of Michael Gavriel, refer the real around for who ben tzon, for who ben tzon. That's to show as that they use mechaper. So he gave them, he made them to go. That means it's not only what you have to be focused, what your obligation is to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Eibishter in giving us this, the tchuna to center and to connect to that, that's the loftiest thing and the most chashuv thing that the Eibishter, the biggest kavod that he could have given us. Is also to be able to be mischaber. Umispar apchudim shall call degel shall matach and mispar apchudim shall malachi asharis, etc. Go on. That's what the tzoneh means. That's what the machnas are. The machnas are showing the kirva, the connection to the Rabbi Nishalai. So it works two ways. It's an obligation of what you're supposed to do, and that itself gufas is the covenant for you. L'hayreiski hu elokeinu v'anachnu amoi v'avodav. Bonov kishtile zeisim, soviv l'shulchanoi. Soviv l'shulchanoi. That's the soviv is the soviv of the Rabbi Nishalayim. V'him l'chol of melech tzadik chosid v'kodesh dovid avdoi. Now we're ready with dovid ha-melech. V'hetzel ol ha-bruach ha-kodesh. V'shor shirim v'fuorim. Tilim. V'nosa l'ashem yizbarach ben chocham lo hayo kamayu v'aylam. Shleim ha-melech. V'him l'chu tachta b'kipo. וכל העמים עבדו והשתחוו לוי ובונה מקדש לבריקנו בירושלים שהוא באמצע האורץ וישראל ועם ישראל בארבע רוחי סוף בארץ ישראל כדגולים במדבר כשילי זייסים סובב לשולחן התגלתו בן המקדש וכי פושו בוי and once then they were חייתה היה שלך להם עבודה he tried to say בישנה sent his עבודים נביאים השכי ושלויח להסריס בנו to warn them, to admonish them, shenoshuv v'loy shamanu, and v'chisin esmal esot sh'ainu, and when it got to the left of the limit, horas bevrosay ha-mikdash. Now we're getting to our times, the Eibishter was machar of the mikdash, v'zoro esanu bar, v'kanflis horas, v'imis yusholayim, mei rochayk, then show's over, right? U'bo'amdeinu le'ispalo, but when we daven, p'neinu noichach ha-mikdash min mizrach u'mayriv mitzofen u'miyam. We are still all focused to the Mokam HaMikdash, to that central thing. And then it's a very powerful line. Im kein adayin anachnu kedigolim ve'im hagufais rechaykais halevovais kroivais. Taka don't have the physical ability anymore at the time after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But the lave to be mischaber to the kesher of Torah that you have, that the Eibishter put, the lave kol echad ve'echad kefi who he is, to be mischaber and dovok and focused and geared towards the Rabbeinu Shalom, that we have, and that's our obligation in Mizman Hazeh. On both ends. The obligation is to be misbattled to Torah and to the Rabbeinu Shalom and to use our individual kaychas for that. And that itself is the biggest covenant, the biggest matana that Eibishter could have given us. Because there's nothing chashever in the Bria than being misdabek to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the way to be misdabek to the Rabbeinu Shalom is with this focus on Torah. So that means even in matzav of Golas, im hagufos rechoikos, halavavos kreivos. Everybody has their tumas and nefesh, everybody has their kishreinus. On an individual level, every level of a klal that your kaila la klal has its commonality, its tumas. All of those have to be focused on the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's a kviyas l'dayus. Bonecha, v'shisile zesim, soviv v'shulchana. Person has to live his life as a unique individual, not as a clone, as a unique individual who's part of a klal. And every person, by definition, if every person has his own tumas and nefesh, that means what you can do, the Kiddush HaShemayim, which each individual can do, by definition is one that nobody else except for me can do. Because if I have my unique tumas nefesh and my particular surroundings are something which is singular to me, which is specific to me, and those are the kelim for me to make my kvetchim, to learn with those kishroinus, with those nisyonus, with that, that's all me. No one else has that. So that aspect, that part of the whole kaleidoscope, that part of the whole thing that's Klal Yisrael, right, of the Oyer and the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, that's this Gala for people, each one is Megala, a bit of that, or is a separate own light bulb, right, a little light which nobody else could light. Which nobody else could light. It's the value of a Yochid, but the obligation to as a part of a Klal. As a part of a Klal. There's a Goyim, there's a beautiful Reb Kiveger, I mean, that says, the same you say, there's a Sefer Chut HaMeshulah is written by Einikol, Reb Kiveger, or Einikol, whatever. There's a Maimer of Chazal, Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasseis Mocha LeTzadikim Lasseid Lover. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle to dance LeTzadikim Lasseid Lover, V'chal Echad Ve'echad, and it says, V'chal Echad Ve'echad Mare Be'etzboi, Shenemar Ve'omar Ba'yoy Mahu, Hinei Elekeinu Zeh, they'll be able to point, Hinei Elekeinu Zeh, Kivinu loy v'yeshienu zeh Hashem kivinu loy. Zogt kiveger kihine ba'olam hazeh kol tzadik v'tzadik oyved es Hashem yisborach b'derech acher levadoy. Every person has his way, his mahalach, his nisyonos of being oyved Hashem. Loy k'derech hatzadik hazeh, derech hatzadik hazeh. Af la'osid, ach la'osid. So everybody's different, right? So it would appear to you that, you know, yeah, my ways, I have my way, you have your way, and they're all different ways. That each one of them, be'etzev, what you were doing was the same thing, being misbattled in the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'kulam ke'echad, seivivim v'hoilchim ala kotuv merkaz. They're all circling, orbiting around a central thing, tachlis nekuda achas, which is what Kvod Shamayim and the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'zeo, says Reb Kiveger. And that's what Chazal say. Also, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Mochel et tzadikim." Mochel is a circle. Everybody is equidistant. Everybody is the same distance from the center, in the circle, right? And everybody then will think. Everybody might think, you know, this is my way of doing it. You don't understand the other ways of doing it, right? Everybody says, "Hinei elikeinu zeh." They all point to the same thing. We were all going to the same place. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. Asad mochel atzadikim haynu oziz galer ki kol darchei atzadikim boil mazeh ayu bebchinas mochel ke ogel soviv soviv shehakoyl echot shetachlis merkaz, the central and the kudas ha'emes is shebeineim. That's the whole tachlis. Everybody was similar in that. Vezeu hu yoyishev beineim v'chol echot v'echot mara be'etzboi v'oimer hinei elikeinu ze kivinu loy. Haynu Afshe boilam hazoi and nirik b'shekolechot hoilich b'derech echot levadoi b'avoi donsu yizborach Ozira kol echad al derech avodosei, ki hu zeh tachlis hanekudas ha'emes ha'emtsoyis, asher eilof painim kol hadrochim ha'toyim mikol tzadik v'tzadik, ki be'emes ha'kol echad, ve'en shum hefresh b'neyim, v'shapir kol kol echad v'echad al derech avodosei. That's the hine zehu, zehu l'nekudas ha'emes, ki ha'kol emes, v'ha'kol nichlo b'tachlis ha'achtas b'nekudas ha'emes b'kudu ha'emtsoyis. So on the one hand it's unique, but on the other hand it's we're all about the same thing in the way we do it. Now, you mentioned Rabbi Yankov. Rabbi Yankov said the reason they couldn't have the Shvatim, they couldn't have the Golem when they went out of Mitzrayim is because you'd have 12 different religions. It's 100% true. I know that from Chavrusas, the whole idea that Tzaraya Mukhrachas, it's tested, and the Mitzvah is tested. That's definitely true. Right, that's definitely true. Everybody has to have two shuls, the shul he davens in and the shul he doesn't daven in. That's tested. Everybody has his way. Okay, fine. But as far as the kasha is concerned itself, well, I said the kasha is not a kasha. Why they didn't have it beforehand? And for that we have to just read a couple of Rashi's and Shir HaShirim. It's fantastic. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim in Perek Gimel. Hine mitasa shel l'shloimei Shishim Ribay, Shishim Dvarim, Saviv Lam, Gibayre Israel. The Kula Machuze Cherev, Melum de Milchama. Tosa Shalishloima, Shishim Ribay, Zok Rashi Hakodesh. What's Mitosa Shalishloima? Ayal Mayev, Ha Oran Shahayunaisim Bamidbar. That's what Shloima means, the Melech Shashalom Shalom. What do you call it? The day Mishnah, it's all about Torah, right? The Chivas of Ayal Mayev, the Kedusha, like we know from the Ramban, the main Kedusha of Ayal Mayev is they took the Kedusha of Har Sinai of Torah. The holies in the Mishkan is the Kodesh Kodoshim with what was there, the Luchas. Right? So it's the Kedusha Satayra. It's the Kedusha Satayra. So he said, so the Medrash said, that's Mitasa Shalashlaim Ayal Mayev Va'aron Shayunaisim in Midbar. What Shishim Gibayim Saviv La? Shishim Riboy Saviv La. Klaliso. The Shishim Riboy around the Mishkan. What is that? Melum de what is it? Melum Kachuze Chera Melum de Milchama. What's Melum de Milchama? Milchamta Shal Torah. V'chein Hakayanim Hasayiv V'Vayso Hakayanim Saviv Hamishkan Melum de Seder Avaydosim. So what do you see? What's the Shlaim HaMelech over here, David HaMelech, he's describing over here what's it all about, this machna of Yisrael around that Kshishim Gibayrim Saviv Lo. He does it, there's the Oil Mayed and the sanctity of the Oil Mayed, the guards of the Ayal Mayed, just like the Levim were meant to be Shemriyam, the guards of the Ayal Mayed, the guards of Torah, are the Shishim Ribay Melumde Milchama Milchamto Shel Torah. The ones who are Melamed Milchamto Shel Torah, the whole Metzias of this is, the whole Metzias of the Machne is, his battle is the Torah, Shemir of Torah. So, Shemir of Torah, that's in Perek Gimel. In the beginning of Perek Zayin, Shuvi shuvi yashulam, shuvi shuvi v'nechzeboch. So, Rashi, what is shuvi shuvi? Who's talking? Who's saying shuvi shuvi yashulam? It's Duma Sa'ilam. Duma Sa'ilam are promising Klal Yisrael everything. Duma Sa'ilam are promising Klal Yisrael everything. They say, matechzu v'shem. They ask Klal Yisrael and they promise them, notzivimech netzivim v'shiltoinim. You can rule, you can run it, you can have this. We'll give you everything you want, just come with us. What does Klal Yisrael answer? Ma techzu b'shulam is. So Rashi HaKadosh, Ma gedula atem yecholim lifseik li. What gedula could you possibly give to me? Shetehi shovel gedulosi. That could even begin to compare that the gedula and the chivas that I have now. You're going to give me a fancy car. You're going to give me a fancy house. You're going to give me a fancy neighborhood. Afilu le gedulas digle mecholim ismachnes amid. But nothing can stand to the Golem, to the Machnas of the Midbar that we have. There's both sides. One is that you're a Shomer of that, and the fact that the Eibishter made you the Shomer of Torah, the Melchamta Shel Torah, is a Kesher, a Dveikus of you to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is the biggest covet in the world to which nothing that anyone could ever offer you could even begin to compare. And And that we know is even Bizman Azef in the Sefer Charedim. Yimakufis are not the Levavos out there. This is what somebody, what is the Machna of Yisrael. Everybody has their Tchunas HaNefesh, everybody has their Nisyonos. But you have the Kayach to be a Shomer of Torah, to be the person who is around Torah, protecting Torah, Paragimel, Shir Hashirim. And the biggest covenant in the world for you is that you mischaber to Torah by protecting that. That's Shuvi Shuvi Ashulam. What could you give me that to be greater than the Machnas? You know, before Shavuos, it's also an appropriate thing to know what the Machna, of what it means. All of us have Tchunas HaNefesh. Klal Yisrael is built on independence in that sense, and difference between them, and recognizes the difference and doesn't expect one person to be, you don't have to be like the next guy, you have to be like you. But at the same time, the focus of being you is to understand what you means. You are a part of Klal Yisrael with a focus on Melchamta Shel Torah, to be a Shomer and to give kavod to the Mishkan, to the Torah, which even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but the Torah is there, and the Levav is going to be Mishtabed, and make us true Avodim and Krovim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Chalks.